Or in this country. Think how big it has become in your town. Maybe the following story by Robert Lipsight would be a helpful part of the next post-game analysis in your town.
Yeah, D, don't never say die. It ain't over, baby. Good job, D.
Statistically, Billy Don Jackson is one of the chosen few, a pro. More than 1 million Americans play high school football. Fewer than 1,500 make a living at it. But the price of Billy Don Jackson's success has been murderously high and a shameful indictment of the system.
As far as the system, I think the system didn't understand where I was coming from. And I sort of let it get next to me, and I just blew the system off, which you can't do because everybody's got a system, and the system is what runs the game.
The system exploits young people such as Billy Don in the name of giving them an education. In Sherman, Texas, the system graduated Billy Don without teaching him to read or write.
In high school, face it or not, I was bigger than anybody, any one teacher. So, you know, they couldn't make me do it. And I didn't have enough character then to want to do it. So, by being able to play football, I think everybody just gave me a little push, and I just got through with a little push.
Tony Philman was his high school principal.
If a student could not read, then we had the teachers who would record a lesson, read it for him, and let him hear what he was supposed to be reading.
I think they heard me more than helped me, but they thought they were doing, you know, the world for me, because I was probably the only Sherman person or a high school kid that had a chance to go anywhere he wanted to go, and I was going, and they didn't want to be the one to stop me from going.
Billy Don was one of nine children. His mother, Geraldine Jackson, still lives in Sherman.
But with his schoolwork, did he have trouble with that?
Yes, he did. Yes.
How come, do you know?
I really don't know, but for somehow or another, he did.
Billy Don was all state, he was all American, he was illiterate. Would he ever have gotten into UCLA if he hadn't been a blue chip athlete?
You probably would have to talk with UCLA to find out whether he would have been accepted or not.
There has been a problem at some universities at some times, certainly of not doing everything that can and should be done to make it likely that those students who have been admitted and are participating in intercollegiate athletics succeed once they are there.
Charles E. Young is the chancellor of the University of California at Los Angeles. Dr. Young was the chancellor in 1977 when UCLA enrolled Billy Don without bothering to find out if he could read and write.
We were relying upon two things at that point in time. We were relying upon the grade point averages and upon the recommendations of teachers and administrators in the school and coaches.
UCLA's storybook image, golden and mellow, owes much to the national exposure of its successful athletic teams. But Billy Don was scared and lonely at UCLA, isolated by his learning problem, which was eventually diagnosed as dyslexia. He became more withdrawn when his teammates began calling him Billy Dum Dum.
As a matter of fact, the song The Little Drummer Boy, that's what it was from. Billy Dum 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 Dum.
How did that make you feel?
Like, how does that sound? It made me feel like that's probably why I went into my shell. I mean, I couldn't read that good. I couldn't really spell and write that good. I knew I had a problem. I was working on it. I was trying to, you know, keep it from the guys. But once they found out, you know how you get a little kidding and a little joshing going here and there. It got a little more than I could take. The guys I know that I talk to now, they say, you know, that they're sorry and stuff, but the rest of my life, I'll remember that.
Were you angry?
I was hurt because, you know, if I had took the time out earlier in my life, or maybe some of the teachers would took the time out earlier in my life to help me, maybe it would be different. But it's not, and it hurt. I mean, it hurt more than my broke finger right now. Huh. Anytime I talk about it, it hurts.
You're not hurting a whole lot more than
the hurts added up. Drugs helped.
You know how everybody does. They start experimenting, and then instead of you saying, I want to smoke the joint say, hey, smoke me. There was just, no, you can't just say, somebody tugged me out and jumped on me and said, hey, you got to smoke this. I just tried it.
And then, in his junior year, Billy Don killed a man.
Drugs, we went to get to buy some marijuana. The guy freaked out, thought we were going to rip him off or something. And he pulled out a knife.
Was it an accident?
Once he stabbed me, I blanked out. I really don't remember what happened. All I know is when they said he died, I turned myself in.
The prosecutor called Billy Don a victim of the shoddy system we call intercollegiate athletics. The judge ordered him to take remedial courses. Billy Don served 8 months for involuntary manslaughter. It was the best school year of his life.
As a matter of fact, I improved my reading three and a half grade levels in my spelling, a grade and a half. And I have little, you know, they gave little certificates and little things like that to build up your confidence. And now I'm reading a book called The Outsiders.
What's that, man? Yeah, that's the way to count. All right, coach.
Come on, Chief!
Last spring, Billy Don played with the Boston Breakers of the new United States Football League. He had a good season. This time, he could handle the rough jock humor.
Hey, jealous!
While Billy Don works in a Los Angeles furniture plant, waiting for the next USFL season to start, there are thousands of young athletes at universities with golden images who are being exploited in the name of being given opportunity.
The college systems are giving the chance for me, for one instance, that old kid that definitely would have had enough money to go to UCLA or any really good college to go. On the other hand, if a player is not good enough to make the pros, doesn't go in for school, what's going to happen when he gets hurt? He is exploited.
Billy Don is one of the chosen few, a pro.
Well, Mom, I don't think I'm going anymore today. They're getting ready for next year.
Yet even that probably will never be enough.
I think most of all, has proven something to the people in Sherman that didn't think I could go to UCLA and make it. I didn't make it at UCLA, but I'm going back and I'm gonna get my degree. I will get my degree. If it takes 20 years, I'll be an old man. I'll get it.